Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach. Great to be here with these amazing times that we're in right now. So, it is always my intention for each and every one of you to connect and listen to the truth that resonates most powerfully within you. So, in this update, take what resonates, throw out the rest, because it's coming at you today. Okay, so this is really the time, guys, of trusting and connecting with your own inner voice. And so I really want to encourage that. That is why I started Intuition by Nadia. It's to connect people with their own inner voice so you're not as influenced by the outside noise and other people, okay? So this is really important moving forward. Guys, the energy, something wonderful is happening. And it feels like things are darker than they've ever been or more intense than they've ever been, but it's really not that way. So we are in a time of awakening and integration like we've never been before in the history of our planet, okay? This is a period of time where more and more people are integrating with their human self and God self. More generations are coming in really wired to this. You know, and never in this history has there been more people aware of the laws of the universe and what's happening. And this is creating a momentum shift. So it feels so powerful to me, guys. And this is why I want you to tune to your own inner voice so you can feel this for yourself. So as always, the world stage is slower. And what you're seeing on the world right now is echoes of old energy. And you'll see this in the following months and years. As we know, old fear-based systems are sort of crumbling and new powerful solutions that lead to harmony are on the horizon. So trust this process, okay? This is not going to be overnight, but if you tune to that momentum, you will already get the benefits of this energy now before it really fully shows up on the world. And that is what I want for each and every one of you. So this month, reach for that deepest clarity and peace within you. This new energy has been amplifying what needs to be released, both on a personal level and a global level. And this has started since 2012. Okay, so victim energy, fear, defensiveness, the illusion of powerlessness cannot no longer uphold in the years to come. So examine where you still feel fear and lack of power and do your best. Just send that part of you love and give it over to the light. And it seems so simplistic, but that's really the solution right now. It's not to reject or judge that part of yourself. It's like, ooh, that part of here was here to protect me. Thank you so much. This is what I'm choosing instead. Okay, this is the attitude I want you to start taking. So any outward anger or fear that gets triggered, it's just an indication of where you still don't know your power. So, oh, thank you for showing me. I don't know my power there. This is what I prefer. This is what I choose. Thank you very much. I send you love and light. You know, it's really being light, easy, and as loving to yourself as you can be during this time. So the U.S. election is upon us. These are tense times, y'all. So instead of fearing the results, just tune to the highest version of what you want to see in the world. The polarities are increasing. The distance, I should say, in the polarities are, it's almost like a rubber band that's getting pulled tighter and tighter and tighter until it's just going to let go. And each of those polarities is going to sort of be left to their own devices. And that's the way it's looking to me, if I had to put it in an analogy. It's like at some point, both sides are going to have to let go of that rubber band, which means the dark will get darker, the light will get lighter. As we know, there is no real darkness. Darkness is only the distance from the light, but there is a sort of amplification of this divide, okay? So what you're seeing is literally we are all living on different planets, on different versions of Earth, because you're seeing this in your close relationships. You're seeing it with friends or family members. You're going, how can you see it that way? Well, that's not true. This is true. It's like you are literally experiencing different truths, different realities in your own mind. And each and every person is convinced that theirs is the truth, the one, the way. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong. Everyone gets to choose the truth, the one, their way. But we don't get to choose for other people what their truth is, their one, their way. But this is a time of allowing people to choose where they want to go and not trying to convince or change anyone, just continue to honestly connect with the best version of humanity that you want to. I mean, I've always said this, I do believe in the goodness of people, and I believe that only hurt people. And, you know, when we have that compassion and love, we are reaching for the most generous interpretation. And that's what I want you guys to do right now. Tune to the best version of humanity that you want to see, the most generous interpretation, which means everyone is doing the best they can from where they are. And because this collective is a group of awakened ones, we must be the one to lead with compassion, even when everyone else isn't, you know, and that is what's being truly on the leading edge. And this is just a gentle reminder, guys, that this election is so minuscule in compared to the true momentum of where we're going. So it doesn't really have power over you and your experience, even though the stakes are feeling so much higher than they ever have. We are moving where we want to go no matter what. And that's what I want you guys to hold on to. So you are the center of your universe, and you can make any outcome, positive or negative, based on your clarity and perspective. So the power is in your choice. So again, I'm saying this slowly and many times because it is only you that can choose. I am moving towards harmony. Let's go. So don't look where you don't want to go. Instead, decide to believe in a world that's moving towards more enlightenment and harmony, because I'm telling you right now, guys, it is. So let us all claim the best outcomes for the entire planet and all its inhabitants, and so it is, okay? So I have to tell you guys, I have not received this level of intense downloads since like 2012, and then before that, it was like 2004, where I like, it's like an intense amount of understanding that I cannot go into all of in this update. But I will tell you this, that those who choose it will be moving to a new version of Earth over the next 5 to 10 years. And I mean this, guys, so powerfully. You know, you see it all in all the channels that are talking, in old books from, you know, Eckhart Tolle and Wayne Dyer. It's all moving in this direction. And it is so exciting to me. And when you tune to this energy, which again, only you can in your own inner being, it's like all the fear just goes away because I can feel this energy of the new Earth. So as we get closer to 2025 here in our timeline, the more I feel this momentum of transformation. And, you know, guys, I've been weird since I was a kid, and I know that I came here to be a part of this transformation. I can feel so powerfully that this is the time I came here for, and I know it's the same for you guys. So what do you want to transform into? What transformation would you like to see in the world? These are things that you want to put out, write about it, put the intentions out, okay? And the opposite of love, you guys, and again, I've heard this is not from me, I heard this from many channels. The opposite of love is not hate, it's fear. So the shift in consciousness from fear to love is happening, okay? And so the only way we can sort of reap the blessings of this energy is by reaching for more love as much as we can, because the fear is going to be there. Of course, we're human beings, that's part of the deal, but reaching for love as best as we can, okay, in your own personal life. So ask yourself, what influence am I under? You know, Abraham Hicks says this all the time, what influence am I under? And instead of like my inner being or whatever, if that doesn't work for you, am I under the influence of love or fear? It's not, you know, it's that simple. Okay. And I bring us back to this quote from Conversations with God, book one by Neil Donald Walsh. And I remember reading this for the first time in my early 20s. And it was, when in doubt, ask yourself, what would love do now? And that is so powerful at this time. Okay. So I wanted to give you guys a couple like exercises and things for this month, since it's so crazy town. So number one is, what are you truly ready for? So I would write this statement out. Again, it's in there in writing if you want to check it out in the written update. But it says, I'm standing in the readiness for. So what are you truly ready for? And this is going to help you tune to, wow, I'm not ready for, you know, to be a big star like I thought I was. Well, I'm really ready for like to book a job if you're an actor or something. Ooh, I'm ready for more money. Wow, I really am. I'm really ready for more money. And so this is going to really help push that momentum forward in a really, really fun, easy way to let it in. The second one is, in my full true self, I am. Okay, so, and then fill in the blank. In my full true self, I am. And this is sort of the energy we're reaching for. I am pure love. I am an uplifter. I am truly powerful. I am wise. I am brilliant. Whatever you want to put in the blank there that resonates with you and your truth. Next. This is really important, you guys. Examine your beliefs around whether your passion or joy will support you in this life. Because a lot of us have beliefs that we're still holding on to that are limiting us around believing that we have to do something we don't want to do to receive money or to survive. Okay, so that's just something that's really getting unpacked for people right now. And lastly, look back over your past and rewrite history in your favor. And what that means is, those of you that know me, I did not have the best childhood. I have a lot of trauma from my past. No problem. You will not see it in my energy today. It is no longer a player in my current energy. And with a lot of my clients and a lot of you guys, your past is still in your present. And if you have not done this yet, you must go, ooh, everything I chose because I needed to become the person I am. Every delay, every disappointment, every traumatic experience, I chose to come in to go, wow, I will find the light. Because when we know the darkness, then we can truly experience the light and truth of who we are. So many of us chose to come into darkness knowing that our powerful intention to be in the light was our journey. So it is time to let go of any limits you continue to put on yourself from your past. So if you're still holding on to self-imposed limits, ask yourself, how is this still serving me? Because if it's still here, it's still serving you. Most of the time, it's because you think it's keeping you safe. So, you know, I tell people all the time, would you rather be comfortable or happy? And most people pick comfortable. And this is the time to be uncomfortable and open up to the unknown in a way, because the blessings are coming if you do that. If you want to stay stuck, you can choose that too. Again, it is your choice. No one can choose but you. Okay, so this is the time though. I'm trying to get you guys to open up to receive the blessings that are available to you right now. So I'm giving you also an affirmation for November. Universe, God, source, whatever works for you. Thank you for opening up all the pathways to our planet's greatest love, harmony, and peace. And so it is. Have an amazing November, guys. Can't wait to talk to you next month.